good evening to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI News and Media. It is Monday, January the 7th, 2019. Let's get started. So as you know in the news today, CNN, Fox, MSNBC are all covering the Trump shutdown. So entering the third week of a government shutdown means that there's close to a million people working for the federal government that won't be receiving a paycheck. Now today, as Trump left Marine One and was deported to the White House, he simply told reporters that he could relate to the pain of the federal workers who won't receive a paycheck. He says that he believes that the people who won't be receiving a paycheck agrees 100% with him on building the wall. And if you think about it, you look back and forth to what he's been doing during the campaign and before, he's been going back and forth on calling in a wall or calling in a fence or whatever he decides that he wants to do. So we're definitely in a world of crisis. Today, we also met with China regarding the tariffs on the steel and other manufacturers. So we're headed to the beginning of the end, folks. It's the beginning of the end. And I believe that things are going to get a lot worse before they get a lot better. With the third week of the government shutting down, Trump is going to do a prime time press conference that is going to basically tell his side of the story to sell the American people the reasons behind building this wall. Now, we all know the reasons why they wanted to build this wall is to keep people who were non-white out of this country. And in fact, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was a guest on Chris Wallace, a Fox News reporter, and he had to simply fact check that there shows no clear signs of evidence that the people that are at the border are terrorists and they're illegally pouring into our country. It doesn't show any test, according to the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense, showing that any Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Hamas, any terrorist group or organization is officially crossing the border into the United States. Those facts are by the White House is simply ridiculous and they are false. Now, if you listen to every time Sarah Huckabee Sanders comes on, she always has to defend Donald Trump and what it is that he wants to do. But we all know with the closings in on the Robert Mueller Russia investigation probe is closed in on Donald Trump. Now, granted, Donald Trump hasn't been officially charged with the crime, but he is under investigation. So while he hasn't been charged with the crime, he could simply carry out the duties of the presidency. And that's what people don't understand. It's a dangerous time in America right now, folks. And as we sit back and look at the history that is being made right before our eyes, we are on the verge of a civil war and our economy is about to go into the dirt. So as a matter of fact, if you look at the New York Stock Exchange every day for the last, well, not every day, but for the last few weeks, a lot of the stocks is closing at the end of the day close to $600. Well, they say points, but they call it, really, it's the dollars, but they call it points just to keep everybody from not freaking out. And you got to remember, these are rich, rich billionaire, millionaire people that are trading money in the New York Stock Exchange. So we have a lot of things that's going on in our world. We also have the report of an American by the name of Joe Wieland. Paul Whelan, is in the Russian hands now because they have caught him and they said supposedly he was there with illegal stuff on the hard drive. Now, sources haven't confirmed what type of evidence was on that hard drive. Was it stuff about America or was it stuff about Russia? So we shall see. So while Paul Whelan is in Russia custody, Donald Trump officially came out and made a statement about it. 2 weeks after this man has been captured. And he basically said, we're looking into it. Now, that is such a vague answer or a response to what he perceives the situation concerning Mr. Whelan. But we also have to remember, too, that we have Maria Butina, an alleged Russian spy that has ties with the National Rifle Association, as well as to the Kremlin, with associated with Vladimir Putin. So it's getting ugly, folks, and it's deeper than you and I. You know, our economy is about to crash. The Russia investigation is closing in. The House Democrats have took back the House, and it's going to make it very tough for Donald Trump to get anything done. What I would like to see happen in the Senate is I would like to see Republicans come out and be a men of honor. This is for the Republicans. This message is for you. Instead of letting a person who has no political experience push you around, don't you think that it's about time to look around and pay attention on what he is doing to my country, your country, our country? It's time. It's time to act now. The longer that you keep him in office, the longer, the more dangerous that not only does he become, but the dangers of the United States becoming totally extinct. To my fellow Republicans out there, you mean to tell me that none of you guys have the backbone to say we have to stop him? Look at all the stuff that he's doing. Look at all the people that have resigned under him. General James Mattis is one of them. You know, look at all the people that has resigned. Rex Tillerson, Nikki Haley, all Jeff Sessions. The list goes on and on. So if all these people are resigning, it is for a good reason. Republicans, come on. You mean to tell me that let's put the notion aside that if former President Barack Obama did a fourth of what Donald Trump is doing, he would have been impeached a long time ago. That's a well-known fact. So, Republicans, why don't you work with the Democrats on coming up with a strategic way on removing Donald Trump from office? You have people like Michael Bloomberg. You have people like Tom Steyer. People that are on the outside of the government is proposing an urgent Congress to take action against Donald Trump immediately. The longer that you keep him in office, the more dangerous that he becomes. He's insulted the world. He's made the United States less safe. He's a racist bigot. He is a white supremacist. He is a white nationalist. He's insulted everybody of every walk of life. No matter who you are, he has attacked the people's character and not looked at them as far as the content of the person. You know, so if that makes any sense. So I'm very worried that if we don't get a grip on America as we know it, is going to be over. And the reason why that the Republicans aren't moving fast is because they did not like Obama for 8 years. They wanted control. So they're making the American people suffer, all because they want to maintain the riches and the power. But unfortunately for them, their riches and their power are being taken away from them. Now people are talking. Now people are researching and figuring stuff out about these people, and they are getting busted. So just because of who they are, their privilege or their entitlement to things, does not mean that it works anymore. I'm your host, CI, for CI News and Media. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you very much to all my listeners around the world, and good night.